Oh my God, bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. Just a little glitch before the show got started here, just a little skip in the music. But other than that, we're here to hear the powerful man of God, Brian Pritchett, a native of Texas, but now resides in the Oklahoma area. He's going to be bringing the powerful words here at HNLC Studios. For all who are going to be joining us, I want to come to our link. You want to go to my actual Facebook channel, or you actually want to go to Clapper. And I believe it's going to be on the Brian, I believe, I don't want to get it right or get it wrong. I'm going to let him tell you. And it's a part of his Clapper station. Also, it's a part of our, Facebook station. But come on and catch him at Brian Pritchett Ministries. You want to go to Ellis Charles, or do you go to Brian Pritchett on your actual Facebook station? He should have that post. And there's a link there. You're going to hit that link. And you hit that link, that's going to get you right into the show. For those who want to come in and join us personally, or just be online with us, you can do that also. And that's going to be area code 515-602-9738. I'm not going to delay the time. This man of God, come on in here. I'm anxious to hear what the word of God is speaking here. That's coming from the kingdom of God. Brian, are you with us?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Man, we great, man. God, you know, whenever you're doing something powerful, the enemy tries to come in. But, you know, it's what we say, more weapons. So, hey, what? Guess what we're going to do? We're going to turn it over to you, man. And we're going to let God have his way with you on tonight.
Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be here, man. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to, you know, let my voice be heard and what God is doing in this time and hour. You know, before I get started, I want to go in prayer because, man, there's nothing like flowing with the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's all about with me, is making sure that I'm in line with him. And I don't want no word to come out my mouth that is not from God himself. So I just want to go into prayer before we get started. I want to take this first time to let people get to know who I am and kind of have fun with it as we move through and do more. Then we'll open up some more. But right now, I just want to go in prayer, and then we'll get started. Father God, I just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to share your love, your gospel, because it's what brings change. It's what brings transformation. It's what does everything, because you are truly the breath that we breathe every day. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that any ear that is listening, that Father God, you begin to stir the gift of God up in them, Father God. Maybe even drive them to their faces, Lord, that they could hear your voice as well. And that they will begin to speak the word of God like they never spoke before. Holy Spirit, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you begin to stir us up in a way that we have never been stirred up before. Father God, I pray that you burn in us in a way that we will burn for you, Lord, as you burn for us, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of what you're doing right now. I pray for revival to hit each and every person's heart, Father God, because that is exactly what you're after, is the heart. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I give you glory and I give you praise. And Father God, you said when two or more are together in your name, that powerful name, Jesus, that you're there in the midst, Father God. So I just pray right now that your presence begins to set up on each and every person that's listening to this broadcast right now, God. In your name I pray, Jesus Christ, amen. Man, it's a beautiful thing to be here, man. For those who are listening, I'm Brian Pritchett. Well, I've been serving the Lord since I was 18. I didn't get saved in the church. I actually got saved in a budget suite where I was high and I was doing things I shouldn't have, praise the Lord. But that's where I encountered God, was in a place that nobody would ever think you would encounter God at. You know, a lot of people think you have to go to church to encounter God, but there's something about when the presence of God shows up somewhere. He shows up, he changes lives. And that's a little bit about me, is I got saved in a hotel, doing things I shouldn't have, changed my life forever, set my feet up on the path, gave me a fire that burns within me. For the lost, for people that are broken, people that are hurting. I just want to be able to share the pure, genuine gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a person, I just feel like people get so complicated sometimes with it, when it's so simple, so beautiful. But as we get started, that's a little bit about me. I have a ministry called Catching His Fire. The reason why I named it that is because I want people to encounter the Holy Spirit. Wherever I speak, wherever I go, wherever God opens doors, I want them to be able to experience the fire of the Holy Spirit, because that's what changes lives. That's what sets people free. It's the fire of God. And it takes me to that powerful scripture in Jeremiah where it says, Jeremiah 23, verse 29, where it talks about, is God's word not like fire? Does it not hit like a hammer shattering rocks? And that's the beautiful thing about God's word, that it will burn like fire. It will challenge you. It will offend you in some way, because our flesh is never lined up with the things of God. Our flesh is constantly wanting to rebel against God. But God's word burns like fire, and that's the reason why I wanted to call it Catching His Fire, because I want people to understand that the Holy Spirit didn't just come to make you feel comfortable. He didn't come just to help you in your time of need or help you in your time of mourning. He come to burn up everything that is not of God. And I believe that God is on the move and He is after the heart. I believe we're living in a time and hour right now that God is after the heart more than ever. And a lot of things that God has showed me, and it might not be everywhere, but it's there. And it can be exposed that it's not about brokenness anymore. It's not about being a broken and a contrite spirit that God will not despise. People go to God with arrogance. People go to God with pride. But we need to get back to that brokenness, back to that place where we first got saved. It makes me think about that scripture in Matthew 5, I think it's verse 3, where it talks about, blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. And that's a beautiful scripture to me, because you have to become poor to know what it's like to be in need. And nowadays, everybody's worried about their appearance. Everybody's worried about what they look like instead of what their heart looks like. It says in the Bible that it's what comes out of a man's mouth that defiles him, not what's on the outside. And it's like we get so caught up in these religious traditions and rituals that we have to look like a man of God to be a man of God. I promise you, God doesn't care about your appearance. What He wants is your heart. That is what He wants. He is on the move, and He is moving after the heart. People don't understand that, man. If you go read and you go look at Isaiah 53, it talks about how Jesus wasn't a man to look upon, that He wasn't attracted. He wasn't handsome. If God Himself wasn't worried about His appearance, why should we? We got to look a certain way to get people's attention? No. God is at the point of breaking those things and moving His people. I want to look at it as the great reset. I believe that God is fixing to move in a way that is going to bring people back to brokenness, back to being dependent upon God, because we're not dependent upon Him enough. People are so caught up on what I look like and how much money I can give, when God cares less about that. God cares more about your heart and what you're sowing in your heart. Is it good to sow? Yes, it's good to sow. That's not what I'm saying, so some of you might take that wrong, but let me correct myself. It's good to sow into things of God. But if you're more worried about your appearance and what you're sowing, if you're worried about what money you're giving, then you are your heart, because you think serving God and giving a seed is going to make you rich, you're sadly mistaken. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it just takes me back to Matthew 5. If you want a prosperity message, that is where you will find it, is in Matthew 5. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. See, a lot of those things don't sound good because we're not talking about jets and airplanes and all these material things. What we're talking about is what it's like to come to God in need, to come to God into a place that I can't do this without you, Lord. And that's the powerful thing about the Matthew 5 message, is you hear so much about prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. And in my spirit, man, God is saying he's done with that message. And he's about to break those things. He's about to remove those things. And he's about to expose those things. Because preachers today, ministers today stand behind their pulpit like it's a slot machine, and they pull the handle of the emotions of the people, of the sheep, to get what they can and what they want from them. God is done with that. God is fixing to bring a move of brokenness, of revival of brokenness, and some will not heed to what God is doing. Some will reject because they're not used to a broken movement. But God said there is a movement of brokenness coming, and I'm going to expose the things that are highly, high-minded. He even began to show me when Paul was on the horse. He said, just the same way I had to remove Paul off that horse, I'm fixing it to expose and remove these people that are speaking false doctrine off their high horse. God is on the move, and it's for the heart. It's for a relationship. It's not about what religion can teach you. You got to get it this way. You got to get it that way. You got to do it this way. God doesn't want your performance. God doesn't want your performance. He wants your heart. He wants your relationship. God doesn't want how much money you could sow into a ministry. God doesn't want how well you may dress yourself. That's not what it's about anymore. This message has went on long enough, and God is fixing to expose it and break it down. And I'm speaking to you in a way that I can speak with a very urgent voice, with a very broken voice, that these things are going to come to light. And God began to minister to me, and he began to show me something that was very powerful. And I seen it. And when I looked at it, it was a bunch of people in unity. And he began to speak to me. He said, son, could you imagine the outpouring of the Holy Ghost if everybody just came together and mourn in one place? Could you imagine the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on them lives? Because my Bible tells me, blessed are those who mourn, for those should be comforted. What are they mourning over? They're mourning over the poverty of their own heart. We all get up every morning with a speck in our eye. We all have a speck in our eye. And we should be going to God every morning with that brokenness, saying, I'm in need of you, Lord. I'm in need of you. And I can't do this by myself. People are so religious today. And I thank God for what he's done in my life, how he brought me out of the place where the Bible says, come out amongst them. He brought me out, and he began to break off these religious things in my life, because I want nothing to do with it. I want nothing to do with religion. But what I do want is the power of God to manifest itself in the lives of the believers. I don't want to manipulate you into believing something. I don't want to come with you with enticing words, but I want to come with you with the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of preaching the true gospel and not a theology that's made up by man and spoken by false prophets. I want to speak the genuine gospel. And one time that I have not found in the Bible, that Jesus was all about money, 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 money. He spoke to the people as they were broken, in need. John the Baptist, one of the greatest men that I read about, says that he was in the wilderness. I think it went on for like 6 months. And his message was, repent and turn from your ways. His message cried, crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. They said his food was locusts and honey. And he didn't have nice clothes. He didn't dress like the world. He was set aside for a purpose. He was set aside not to go with the crowd, but against it. And I'm asking, where are the men and women of God that will stand against the crowd instead of go with it? Where is the John the Baptist that wears God's grace well, that will speak the message, that will speak the truth of God's word, and not water it down with prosperity? Oh, if you serve God, you'll be blessed for eternity. You'll be blessed, you'll be blessed, you'll be blessed. The prosperity message to me is no different when Jesus turned the tables over in the temple and he had a zeal for God's house. Where are all those people at, man? The Bible says in Peter, it said Jesus left us an example to follow, that we could follow his steps, that we could be like him. My Bible tells me that Jesus had nowhere to lay his head. It also said that foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay down. If this gospel makes us rich, then we would all be rich. But my friend, listen to me. God doesn't care about those things. He's on the move. And it's for your heart. It's for your heart because that is what matters in this time and hour. And that's why God is bringing a revival of brokenness. A lot of ministers won't heed to this movement because it's something they never experienced. They've never been in a place of brokenness. They never understood what it meant to bring your sin to God and mourn in your closet or mourn in a quiet place. Because right now they're high-minded, and I'm the type, I don't get up in the morning and check my banking account to see if I'm saved. No, I go to God and I say, Lord, seek me out. See if there's any evil way in me. Make me more like you. Let me be more like you. It's so heartbreaking that people are so hungry for a prosperity message that will do nothing for you. Yes, we need money. We need money for the world to turn around. But listen to me when I say this. God also says that money is the rule of all evil. It's about how you handle it. And I promise you, God is fixing to expose people. And he's already begun, but it's fixing to get even worse. He's fixing to pull the curtain back, not just on our politics, but even on the people that call themselves a man of God. He's fixing to pull that curtain back, and he's going to expose the nakedness of these people that are preaching a message to line their pockets with money. God said, no longer, this will no longer happen. I'm fixing to expose it. I'm fixing to break it down. Some will heed and some will not. Some will jump on board and some will run. Some will continue to do what they're going to do, but their voices will not be heard. That's what I hear God saying right now. They will begin to speak this message, but he said this message will not continue on because it's not of me, says the Lord. It's not of me. This message is not of me. We are in a time, we are in a season as of right now where I'm bringing the spirit of brokenness to where people will begin to shake under the anointing of God, where people will begin to shake because they see the sin of their own heart. Where people can come back into the house of God and begin to share their problems with each other, because there will not be no gossiping. There will be no putting down, because I will reveal sin into the heart of each and every individual. It's coming, my friend. God is moving. And it's going to be a different message. And I promise you, he's raising up men and women of God right now that's been in a broken place. They've been in a cave. They have an urgency in their voice to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. No more playing around is what God is saying. There is a narrow way and there is a wide way. And only few will find that narrow way. only few. And it will be the ones that stood up and pushed against the crowd and didn't go against, that pushed against it and didn't go with it, is what the Spirit of God is saying. Today is the day of salvation. It's high time to awaken out of sleep. And as Christians and as ministers, we've been asleep long enough. And God is tired. He's tired of knocking on the door. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you will just open up, I will come into you and I will sup. That means I will sit down at a table with you and I will communicate with you and I will commune with you and I will become one with you. But it even goes with the churches today. The churches are doing the same thing. They're so caught up in religion that God is not even a part of it. He stands at the door and knocks at the church. At the church, he knocks and he knocks and he knocks. And there's so much entertainment. There's so much agenda. There's so much stuff that's going on in the church today that God ain't even welcome. Because if he shows up, things are going to happen. And there's something about being in the presence of God. See, my friend, what I've learned about the anointing in the presence of God is that's where hearts are changed. That's where the power of God begins to take place. And you want to know why people burn out and they fall off to the side? Because they have only experienced religion. They've only experienced manipulation. They only experienced control. They have never experienced a move of God. They have never encountered Jesus Christ himself. And my friend, my message to you is anything that comes up my mouth, I want it to be piercing. I want it to penetrate the heart. I do not want to penetrate your flesh. I do not want to work up your emotions. What I want to do is be able to speak the word of God with a pinpoint message that shakes the very foundation of your lifestyle, that shakes the very foundation of your prayer life, of your reading life, that you will come to know Jesus Christ more than you've ever come to know him before. My friends, get ready. It's coming. And God is after your heart. I go back to Matthew where it talks about the poor in spirit. You have to become poor to know what it is to be in need. Listen to me when I say this. Show me a homeless person that cares what he looks like. Show me a homeless person that cares what he looks like. I'm done with trying to fit the agenda of people that says I need to go to school to preach the gospel. I'm done with trying to fit the agenda that I have to look a certain way to preach the gospel. But what I am going to do is I'm going to come before God in a broken spirit, in a poor spirit, and know that my trust is in him, and that whatever he fills my mouth with, whatever he fills my heart with, whatever he fills my stomach with, I am going to speak it regardless if it's bitter or not. Because like I said, our flesh is always against what God is wanting. I still wake up day to day fighting with God. But he always wins. He always wins. Because he's so precious. He's so awesome. And the amazing thing about a relationship is I don't need nobody to go to God. I don't need a high priest. I don't need somebody to tell me this or that. I could go behind the veil myself and experience God myself. The revival that's going to sweep this world is going to drive people to their faces. It's going to drive you to your face. And it's going to put a hunger and a thirst in you to where you don't even care about material things anymore. You don't even care about money anymore. Because this move I see coming to drive you to your face to the point where it says in the Bible, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. Desperate times are coming. Desperate times are coming. And I promise you, your appearance and your money is not going to get you where God wants to take you. God is fixing to break those things and begin to reveal what it is to be dependent upon God. See, the Bible says the preaching of the cross are for those who perish foolishly. That's why I preach the cross. That's why I preach the gospel, that I may reach those who are lost. But to us who are saved, it is the power of God. And that is where I find my strength every day, to be more like Jesus, to be more like Him. My friend, there's many churches out there that are flowing with God, and I'm so glad that I'm a part of one. But there is churches out there that are so far in left field that it's ruining people's walks with God. And one thing that I love to stand on is religion will destroy your walk with God, but a walk with God will destroy religion. God will use you freely as He will. Sometimes man will try to stop the flow of what God is wanting to do in your life. But please don't lose the genuine that God has placed in you. When you're called to the ministry, understand religion will tell you, put on a face, present yourself as a man of God. No, listen to me. That will take the genuine right out of you. Be the person God called you and stay that person that He can use. Coming from experience, I was a young man of God at one time where I was preaching the gospel, and I didn't even know I was called to preach the gospel. I was just doing it. It was just coming naturally. It was just the Holy Spirit in my life. And then I went to church, and a man laid hands on me and said I was called to preach. And that genuine went out the window because I felt like I had to look a certain way. Listen, God is about to use broken people. I want you to hear what I just said. God is about to use broken people. And religious people are not going to understand, why is God using this person? I don't get it. I went to school. I've done these things. I paid a price. I worked hard. But there's something about when God chooses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. Those who have experienced loneliness, hopelessness. Something about being in a cave and not being good enough. God is fixing to use those voices. And He's raising them up even now. Get ready. Get ready. He's raising them up even now. And it's going to be a powerful movement. Powerful. And I can't wait. And if I can direct you in any way, apply every word that Jesus ever said to your heart. Take the whole word of God. But Jesus spoke words that were life-changing. There's so many people that think just because they do great things for God, that they're right with God. We're so caught up in ministry. We're so caught up in what God's doing that we're not even focusing on our own relationship with Him. And that's why God is fixing to do the great reset. He's fixing to bring people back to the place of where they first got saved. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because there's nothing like that feeling that God just pulled you out of the miry clay and set your feet up on the path of righteousness. One thing I love to do is challenge people. You that are listening, listen, I want to challenge you. I want you to know something. The gospel is not always easy. Jesus' words were, pick up your cross, deny yourself daily, daily, and follow Him. I want to expose some things that people don't teach. Some do, don't get me wrong. but people don't even talk about or preach. That even Jesus told a certain man that said, "What can I do to be saved?" And he said, "Well, love your brother as yourself," and it goes on, and I'm not going to quote it word for word. And he said, "I've kept all those things from my youth." And Jesus spoke to him again and said, "Then go sell all you have and give it to the poor and follow me." If the gospel is about prosperity, why didn't Jesus speak of it? If the gospel is about being rich, why didn't our Savior speak of it? Because the prosperity, I believe, is prosperity in your health, in your walk with God. And yes, some will be rich. Listen to me when I say that again. Some will be rich because God chose that person. But I got so many scriptures I can go to expose this doctrine. And the thing that aggravates me and it hurts my heart is that so many people run to it. They run to this message. And it's not the message that God is speaking. I could talk about the rich man and the poor man. The poor man that sat at the gate waiting for crumbs off the rich man's floor or table. But he was saved. But he wasn't rich. He wasn't rich, my friend. He was poor and he was broken. The Bible tells me those who are great among you will be your servants. Us as ministers, the fivefold ministry, should be serving God's people, his children. We should be serving with all costs. To be there for the people, the sheep, whatever you may be called to. God did not call us to take and to do things that we shouldn't be doing in the house of God that's going on today. It's not of God. And I speak it with urgency and humbleness that us who are great among them should be their servant. We should be serving the sheep instead of the sheep serving us. But our hearts are so caught up in different things, in different ways. We no longer heed to the conviction of the Holy Spirit anymore. All we focus on is the gospel makes us rich. And if you're not rich, you're not saved. And if you're not sowing, then something's wrong. My friend, if I had a word for you, will be this right here. That God's no longer worried about your appearance. He's never had that. What he's coming after is your heart. And there's nothing more powerful than to get in a quiet place with God and begin to expose yourself and begin to say what's on your mind and what's going on in your life and not make excuses for it. So many people are running around trying to look like something. God wants the real you. And see, real people need to see the real you. Because a lot of people don't serve God. It's because they feel like they can never get to where these men of God are. I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something wrong. That's all they say. I'm doing something wrong. How am I supposed to get there? How can I be prosperous like this guy? How can I do that? God is silencing that lying tongue tonight. It might not happen now, but it's coming. And men of God, ministers, preachers, fivefold ministry, get ready because there's a new voice coming out. And God said, "I'm going to use it in a way," because it says in the Bible, now this gospel should be preached. I hear God saying that you had your fun. You've done your own theology. You've done your own doctrine. You've done your own thing. But now this voice, this gospel should be heard. And it should be heard throughout the world. Now I'm raising up men and women that all they longed for was to hear my voice. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. They have longed to hear my voice. I'm bringing them out of the wilderness. I'm bringing them out of the caves. I'm bringing them out of the valley. And they're going to preach and they're going to speak with such urgency that it's going to pierce the very depths of their soul and heart. Get ready. It's coming, says the Lord. It's coming. I am bringing up men and women of God that you will not accept because they do things differently from you. You will even try to come against them like you did me, as when I sat and I taught, and the Pharisees come against me. And the Pharisees told me this and that, but I rebuked them and I called them snakes. And I said, on the outside you look good, but on the inside you're as dead people's bones. God is fixing to do something. And he's fixing to use broken people. And it's going to expose the things that are not of God. Get ready. Get ready. It's fixing to happen. I see idols being torn down. I see ministries shrinking. They're shrinking. They're not like they once was. And I see God raising up these people out of the miry clay, out of the valleys, out of the dark places, people that aren't even looked upon as men of God. They don't even look like men of God, but he's raising them up. And they have a voice and they have an anointing like John the Baptist that's crying in the wilderness. Listen to me. The very foundation of America and all around the world is about to be shooken. It's about to be shooken. There's a lot of things that's fixing to take place. The Lord said, take heed to listen. Listen to what I'm doing. Listen to what I'm doing. When you see these things, listen, you will not understand because you don't understand my plan. You do not understand my ways because my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than yours. Well, understand, I'm raising them up, and nobody can stop what I'm about to do because I've called it forth. I spoke it forth. He says my word will go out and it will not return void. It will do what it said it will do. And I'm speaking that right now throughout the whole world that God is raising up John the Baptist, all the generation of today, John the Baptist, that will speak a message that will shake the very foundations of people's lifestyles and it will drive them to their faces. Get ready, says the Lord. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming quickly. Coming faster than you know. It will be a change in the atmosphere. As I'm already changing it. I'm already turning it. I'm already doing the things. My breath is already on it, he says. He says, I'm already beginning to breathe life into these individuals. And they're beginning to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're beginning to wake up and they're hearing my voice. And they're beginning to get up. And they're beginning to get on their face, and they're beginning to seek me. They're beginning to seek me. And they're beginning to seek the word, and they're asking me, God, touch my lips. Touch my lips with what you want to speak.
Jesus.
Do not let none of my words touch the ground. God is on the move, my friend. Get ready. I don't know how much time we got. I could go all day. But I want you to know that God is fixing to speak. And he's going to speak expressly. He's going to speak in a way that is going to change hearts. In a way that's going to set people on fire for God again. My friend, please don't get caught up in religion. Get caught up in a relationship. God himself. Nothing more beautiful than that. There's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh man, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Charles, you there?
Oh man. Man, what do you mean? What do you mean? Am I here? Man, my whole spirit is just, I don't know. You know, I'm just, and it's just a move. And I know it ain't you speaking. It's something. And I'm not going to say something. It's a move. And it's a genuine move. And I'm telling you, man of God, it ain't a demon. It ain't a devil in hell presence now or before can stop what's going on. You can run all the tradition you want. It won't work. It's a shift. It's a power shift. And it's moving. And they can't stop it.
Amen. Amen. Man, it was a blessing to be able to come on tonight and share what my spirit and what God is doing. But it's coming, man. It's gonna be amazing.
It's a shift. Man of God, look here, I want you to quickly give them your information and really let them know how to get in contact with you. And this is not the only time. He'll be back here next Wednesday. Same bat time, bat station. He's going to be right here. Give me your information before we get out.
Okay, I'm going to get it real quick. No, not information. Like email and how people get a hold of
you. Right now, they got you. Whatever you got. I know you got your Clapper station, but those are not a part of Clapper. I know you're on that conference.
Yeah, you can find me on Clapper. It's an app. I do a lot of ministry over there. I have almost 20,000 people that follow me on that site. You can go over there and find me. It's Brian Keith, BryanKeith, 82. You can find me and follow me there. You can also contact me through BB, like B as in boy, BB, Prickett, PRICKETT, at live.com. And those are the informations you can get with me. I don't want to give my number out, but you can email me and stuff like that. But you can find me on Clapper. You can find me on Facebook under Brittany and Brian Prickett. I do have a personal site connected to that called Brian Keith's Music, because I do a little bit of music, but the gospel is my passion. But yeah, you can find me at Clapper, Brian Keith 82, or you can go to BB Prickett, BB PRICKETT at live.com. I work for myself, so I'm available. Whatever God wants to do, whatever doors He wants to open, I'm here.
Amen.
But I am real, I'm genuine, and I'm going to do exactly what God tells me to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, God, you have it right there, Brian Prickett. Powerful word that's come from the kingdom of God, and there's multiple messages come from all young men like him that's bringing forth and shaping the future to where the gospel's really going. But it's an honor and a pleasure for you to join me here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas, as we're going to invite this man of God once again to be with us here at HNLC Studios. Until then, hey, look, God bless you. We love you. Hey, thank you, Evangelist Bridget, to you and your wife. God bless you guys, and we hope to be with you guys again on next week.